This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the John C. Scott Political Forum. Thanks for being with us on this Saturday, August 1st, just a few days away from the primary election 2020. Let's go to Joseph Morgan. I just heard about him from one of our radio commercials, obviously, a candidate for Congress in Congressional District 2. Well, Joseph, you're just a few hours away, really, from a primary election. What's your thinking? You've never had your name on the ballot before. Must be an unusual experience, if not something very, very new, obviously.
It's good to be back on the air, John. And yeah, I would say it's one of these things of hurry up and wait. We've done everything we can do. We walked thousands and thousands of doors. I was just at an event in Benson, a farmer's market. I was there pretty much most of the morning and met a lot of great people down there. Still met a lot of people who haven't even cast their ballots yet. So that was really nice. And so again, we're just in the final push, but yeah, there's a lot of hurry up and wait. And of course, because of all the COVID restrictions, you know, this past month and a half has kind of been a whirlwind, just going to lots of different events where people are just trying to cram you in there with the other two candidates on the Republican side as well. But it's been fun. I mean, it's been a blast being my first time through, and with all the volunteer help, we remain really confident we're going to win this thing. So.
Why are you the best choice for the Republicans to regain this seat?
From a practical aspect, I mean, I've talked about the fact that I'm the only candidate that has an economic development plan that's specific to our district, and I'm the only candidate that has a laid out plan to solve our medical care crisis. But from the Republican side of things, I'll say, I'm the only candidate that can actually play in both arenas. Being the way we are politically, this district for us, you have to be able to appeal to voters in Pima County, and they have completely different things that appeal to them versus the voters of Cochise County. I mean, I just met a lot of people down in Cochise at Benson today, and their issues are what they've always been, being as conservative as they are. What is your stance on guns? You know, they're really about the constitutional liberties that they feel are being threatened. Yeah, there's the voters like that up in Pima County, but there's a lot of voters that have other issues in Pima County. And I'm the candidate of the three of us that can appeal in both districts, I feel, anyways.
You have two,
give us the best shot.
Two major military facilities in Fort Huachuca and, of course, in the Davis-Monthan Air Force Base within your congressional district. And obviously, keeping them here is of greatest importance. There's no question about that. Also, of course, your district is a border district. So let's talk about protecting the military installations in the state, which I think every congressperson ought to address more than they do. And then, of course, the situation at the border, which is not going to get any better no matter what happens with the coronavirus crisis and the pandemic. It's still going to be a crisis.
Yeah, and those are two very, very important issues. I'll just start with the immigration aspect. You know, I learned a great deal in the past 2 years, especially last year when I got to travel all over Cochise County and into the beginning of this year. Obviously, with coronavirus, my travels were limited for several months down to that region, but I still got to learn a great deal from a lot of the people down there, and really eye-opening for me about, you know, their firsthand experience of dealing with illegal entrance into this country and into literally their property, their backyard. These people, when you hear ranchers telling you, how would you feel if you have somebody, you know, 10 people a night crossing into your backyard in the city of Tucson? Do you think that the people of Tucson would allow something like that to happen and nobody would say anything about it? When you get that kind of perspective, it kind of brings it, you know, like, well, okay, yeah, that's something I hadn't thought about. And it's really a public safety issue for a lot of these people. It is a national security threat, obviously. But then, of course, you have lots of other things, the human trafficking and drug trafficking, which we hear about all the time. Those are serious issues that affect not just our local community, but obviously expand into the rest of the nation. And so it's very important that we secure our border. And I, of course, believe that any and all means necessary to that end should be achieved, because our national sovereignty, in my view, is not open for discussion or debate. It shouldn't even be a partisan issue. But at the same time, with regards to immigration, I do think that there needs to be a lot of work done on the legal immigration side to streamline that process, to discourage illegal immigration. There's a lot of work that needs to be done there that has not been done for years, and that's a problem as well. But our border issues in the South, the security of our people down there and the security of this nation are just something that must be dealt with. In my view, again, it shouldn't be a partisan issue. But then with regards to the bases, they are key to my economic development plan. We must recognize to keep them, we need to expand their missions. We need to, again, be looking towards technology, the technologies of the future, specifically in the military and its use in our defense systems and our weapon systems. And this is why I'm talking about artificial intelligence and cybersecurity technologies specifically. These are the techs that can be used and expanded across all sorts of different industries. But you've got to train our kids. And this is a real national security risk, because we don't have a lot of our youth across this nation that even have these skills. And it creates a real problem, but it gives us less opportunity to expand the missions of these bases and the air base and the post here economically, because we're kind of just handicapped because we don't have the means to do that. We don't have the people that can do that stuff. And so other areas that might be expanding that and doing that. And so, for example, on that front, DM, one of the things that we should be looking into is like trying to get a fleet of F-35s here instead of constantly harping about the A-10, which I know the A-10 is something that is very important to our military, but the military has already determined they're going to be making some of those cuts. Those are, I always tell everybody, those are decisions being made way above my pay grade. So let's see that stuff coming. And instead of making a political show, let's see where we can go. Where is the future of military? Where is the future of this stuff going? And how can we work with that so we can expand the economic aspect of that here in our military with the people that we have here in our base, so that we don't lose our base. We don't lose its functionality because we're just fighting on one front that is not going to be here, whether we like that or not. So those are just some of the thought processes that I take when it comes to dealing with our making sure our post and our base stay strong. And because especially with the post, I mean, its mission is vital, not just for national security. It's vital for the economy of Sierra Vista in particular and the entirety of Cochise County.
Well, let's go to Ingrid on our phone lines. Ingrid, you're with Joseph Morgan, candidate for Congress in Congressional District 2. Go ahead, Ingrid, your question or comment.
Good afternoon. How do you feel about the increased use of drones at our southern border rather than continuing to build the physical wall?
Thank you, Ingrid. Go ahead.
Thank you for the question, Ingrid. I think the drone capabilities are things that we should be expanding and utilizing because, again, there's lots of other things we can do with drone emissions as well. And again, anything that we need to secure our border, and I know that there's lots of tech out there that should be being looked at that with regards to just the physical barrier. But I don't know if you're asking me if I'm for just that versus getting rid of a physical barrier, because I do believe that we need a physical barrier along much of that border, because at the end of the day, you're never going to be able to just do everything that you need with technology. However, we do need to be using any kind of technology that we can use for the security needs that we have. And there's plenty out there. And in fact, there's I've seen some security operations using technology of different things, specifically with related to drone technology, that we're not utilizing. And I think we should be looking into utilizing that because it is much more efficient, and it will help us, you know, contact people that are, you know, miles away from the border and see them coming so that we can catch them before they even get there and be ready to send them back, stuff of that nature. So there's a lot of issues. However, you know, I do believe we need to have a physical barrier, especially along certain segments of the border.
Joseph Morgan, thanks for being with us. Good luck in this campaign on Tuesday. Thanks for being on the show. Good to talk with you again. I really appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
You bet. Joseph Morgan, Republican candidate for Congress, CD2.